Hello there, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to episode 2 of the Getting Started Navigating a Computer via Screen Readers and Keystrokes tutorials. This tutorial can stand as a standalone episode, as in this specific episode, it's my intention to explain exactly what a screen reader is and where you can get them. So first of all, this will focus mostly on Windows. However, before I dive into that, I want to talk very briefly about Mac, which does come with VoiceOver by default. You can enable that with, I believe, Command F5, unless it's changed. VoiceOver is very good for Mac, and if you're familiar with an iPhone, you can use similar gestures with VoiceOver on the Mac's trackpad. As you may have heard me mention as a side there, VoiceOver also is the screen reader of choice for the iPhone, for iOS, and for the iPad as well. Enable that in Settings, General Accessibility, and this has been moved. TalkBack is for Android and serves a similar function to VoiceOver. I believe, again, you're looking at probably Settings and Accessibility. I'm not an Android user myself, but I have seen people use it. And I would assume it's TalkBack for a Chromebook as well. As I said, I'm not going to go too much into those screen readers, as this is focused on Windows. And on that vein of thought, let's crack on. So Windows, like the above mentioned operating systems, does come with its own screen reader called Narrator. However, Narrator is, while it has improved, is still quite basic insofar as after minimal use, you will probably find it's a little bit slow, a little bit unresponsive, and not the best for what you want to do or a work situation. However, Narrator does work. As a screen reader, it does work, it does do the job, and it can be a lifesaver if you've just been given a new computer and need to get set up. The keyboard command to turn on Narrator on Windows 10 and higher, possibly Windows 8, I admit, never used Windows 8, but certainly for Windows 10 and higher, you hold down the control key, that's the one in the bottom left-hand corner of your keyboard if you're using the standard UK/US layout. Hold down the Windows key, that's if you're looking at it visually, that's the one with the Windows logo on it. Usually the Windows key is situated two keys left of your spacebar, which is the big flat key. And then you press the Enter key or the Return key. So that's Windows, Control and Enter. That will turn on Narrator, and then to turn it off, Windows, Control and Enter. Now, there are arguably two main competitors in the screen reader market for users these days, at the time of recording anyway, and they are NVDA and JAWS, that's JAWS. Now, I'm not going to go into too much of a comparison insofar as you should use one over the other. It really comes down to personal choice at the end of the day. Both are extremely flexible, well-written pieces of software. NVDA stands for Non-Visual Desktop Access, and JAWS stands for Job Access with Speech. Those acronyms might give you a little bit of an idea as what their target audiences are, insofar as JAWS tends to lean towards businesses, while NVDA tends to lean towards the single user. NVDA is free. JAWS does cost a hefty amount of money. However, JAWS does have the demo, so if you want to use JAWS, don't be afraid to not follow these tutorials. The keystrokes that I will give in a following episode will be translated into both NVDA and JAWS. That's to say, I will, if there is a difference, so if it's a keystroke for one screen reader but a different one for another, I will tell you both to the best of my knowledge, although always refer to the user manuals, as these things can change over time. NVDA is by NV Access, and JAWS is by Freedom Scientific. So what actually is a screen reader? Well, a screen reader is a piece of software that allows a totally blind or partially sighted individual to navigate their computer and have the elements of the screen read out to them in a usually customizable set of voices. For example, you can choose from different languages, different inflections, the speed, the volume, and much more. And that's without any add-ons or, in Jaws' case, scripts. You can download, as I said, the demo for Jaws and the full version of NVDA for free. You don't have to pay up front for those. So if you wanted to follow along, if you haven't got them, if you wanted to follow along, you can do so. I've given links to their web pages at the bottom of this specific episode under the links section. So if you wanted to download one of those and follow along, feel free. And that, in my opinion, is the beauty of Narrator. Narrator has enough accessibility and enough usability that downloading a more advanced screen reader isn't too much of a difficulty. That's to say, you can download the readers through Narrator and Edge and then customize your computer as you want it later on, which is something that wasn't necessarily available a couple of years ago, especially before the talking setup of Windows 10 was introduced. But enough rambling from me. Very briefly, again, I'm not going to do comparisons here. That's not my job. I'm not paid enough. But what I will very briefly say is, if you're a student, it's worth checking with your school or college to find out what screen reader they would like you to use. Sometimes schools have preferences, being that NVDA is open source and Jaws is more well known to schools and businesses and things like that, so they may have a preference. And if there is a preference from your work or school, then obviously it's worth bearing that in mind when you download the reader that you want. I've used both, had successes with both, and they're generally useful pieces of software. That really is all I can say about screen readers. More sort of in-depth looks have been provided by other people, both on Freedom Scientific and NV Access's website, also on YouTube. There have been plenty of comparisons, although, you know, as with ever any review, you always consider the biases and whatnot, which is why I'm not comparing myself, because I feel I would be a little bit biased. That all being said, though, I hope that's been a useful introduction, and I will see you in the next episode, where we're going to learn the fundamental keystrokes of Windows.